Let's go to Apple Camp and find out what's going to be taking place at this annual event up in Maine on August 19th, 20th, and 21st. Hey, 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 my name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Laura Seeger all on Apple Camp and some things that if you are considering going or maybe planning for next year, this will get you jazzed up to do that. I mean, think about it. Apple Camp. One, you know it's going to be tasty. Two, you know there's going to be something to drink there. I'm bringing something to share for sure. And three, it's going to be fun. What a nice time to have an immersive experience all about apples and more. So we'll wait for those details in just a little bit. But first, a wee bit of news from out and about in Ciderville. This is a little mini episode this week because I am slamming it this month of August, getting ready for all the events coming up this fall, like Apple Camp in just a couple weeks. But then in September, it is the French Cider Tour to Normandy and Brittany. And those folks who have signed up for this tour and are going, you know, we've had little exchanges and it's been really exciting hearing from everyone on their plans. Some folks are arriving early, doing little mini tours around Paris or further afield. One person is coming in from England. We have folks from both North America in terms of the United States and North America in terms of Canada, which tells me that there's going to be some really interesting conversations over apples and cider making techniques between the two countries and all the different commercial cider makers who are attending, and also those of us who just simply love to drink cider and maybe do a little bit of home fermenting on the side. You string that together with a cider dinner with Agathe Letier of Manuel de April or Eric Bordelais of the Bordelais label, and you're talking amazing, amazing conversation and just an in-depth thing. So that's coming up in September. And as you might imagine, there's a lot of fun planning that's already taken place. And now it's all the little details. Got my suitcase opened up because it's August 1st. And that's when I start packing for France. Then come in October, I have another conference that I might be sharing with all of you that I'm headed to. And then in November, it's Cider Days 2.0, which is, whoa, what an event. And that's one of the reasons why I have a shorter episode this week and it allowed me to talk about Apple Camp, because while this is going live, I'm going to be in New Jersey at the oldest distillery in the U.S. of A, and that is Lards & Company. I'm going to be meeting with Lisa Lards Dunn, who is the ninth generation, and her son, Gerard, who is the 10th generation of this historical family. Really, it's an outstanding story. And to boot, I'm meeting them because, one, I've always wanted to meet them. It's one of those, like, on my bucket list to talk to this family. And two, Lisa is going to be at Cider Days 2.0. Now, if you haven't heard what Cider Days 2.0 is, I'm going to direct you to the last two episodes that just went live. One was with Paul Carenti, or Chef Paul, as we call him, because he is a chef, and he's also the author of The Art of Cider Making and one of the founders of Cider Days back in 1994 when it first started, and was part of it throughout the years up to like 2019. And also, just last week's episode with Judith Maloney. It's titled, that episode is titled, Cider's Heroine. And Judith and her husband, late husband, I should say, Terry Maloney, founded West County Cider, which happened in 1984 when there were no other commercial cideries in the country at that level at that time. So it's a really cool history. We talk a bit about Cider Days and it'll give you a backdrop. And then there's lots of episodes that I have in the archives at the ciderchat.com podcast archive page that you could kind of scroll through. Well, essentially, Cider Days is something that I've been part of since that time, starting to make cider, you know, well, let me say it differently. I started teaching cider making on the first Cider Days that took place, which was a one-day event. Then it grew to be a two-day event. And then it kind of spanned out to be 2.5 days. Then I started leading cider tours on the Thursday before. Well, I'm not going to be doing a cider tour this year. I not a New England cider tour before Cider Days, just because I have so much going on for Cider Days 2.0. All the events that I'm producing are going to be taking place at the Hawks and Reeds Performing Arts Center in downtown Greenfield on the fourth floor. And dang, do we have like a kick-ass, I should say, a kick-ass program for all of you folks who are able to come. And I really hope you can, because this is bringing back post a pandemic. I call it the reboot of some of the core features of Cider Days. And again, just going back, while I'm going down to meet Lisa and Gerard and tour the facility, is because Lars & Company is going to be poured at Cider Days 2.0, and Lisa is one of our special guests. We're going to have their brandy at the Calvados and American Apple Brandy Tasting on Friday night. And by the way, those tickets go live on August 15th. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you haven't yet signed up for the E-Cider News, which you find at ciderchat.com, this and probably next week will be your last chance to like get on that early email list, because anyone there is going to be able to have a little coupon code that they'll be able to use up through August to sign up for early tickets while they last. And there's a reduced rate for the early tickets for the Calvados tasting. Come September 1st, the tickets for the cider dinner, which take place on Saturday night, also at Hawks and Reed, with Lisa Laird Dunn of Lards & Company, Judith Maloney of West County Cider, Eleanor Leger of Eden Specialty Cider. Oh, I love these women. Oh my gosh. We have Nicole Bloom of Carr's Cider House. And we have Ann Garwood Hamp of Ragged Hill Cidery. And Louisa Spencer of Farnham Hill and Poverty Orchards. If you haven't heard of these folks, then welcome to Ciderville, because there are many women out in the cider sphere, and I wish I could fit them all at that dinner, but there's so many that I probably can't. But this year I thought, let me pull some of the local women I know. So if you are a female cider maker or producer or in a brand, first of all, please don't feel bad that you aren't invited to this. I feel like I have to say that only because there's only so far I could reach. And as it is during this dinner, we're going to have a compilation of a cocktail to start the evening with. Then we're going to have a pouring of five different ciders, and then we'll finish with one of the brandies from Lars & Company. That's a lot. So we want to pace ourselves and have more of an intimate experience so that we can look forward to 2023, which will probably be progressively larger and larger as we slowly come out of what we've all been experiencing these past 2 years. Again, so tickets go for the Calvados and American Apple Brandy Tasting. They start going live on August 15th. Sign up for that if you want to get that special coupon code at ciderchat.com. Sign up for the E-Cider News. There's a little button on the sidebar that you could do that, and it'll be in the show notes for this year, episode 330. The cider dinner tickets go live on September 1st. These tickets will sell out. On Saturday morning, there's more. There's going to be two workshops, and one is going to be with Lisa Laird Dunn, and she's going to be talking about the history of Applejack, which is what Laird & Company is known for. I mean, they've been making this starting back in 1698, which is, in my mind, kind of unfathomable, but of course they had, you know, spirits back then. But the fact that it's the same family making the same product under the same label for so many years is just really super unique. Thus, that's why they're the oldest distillery in the country. And of course, to make Applejack, you have to make cider. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm going to be down in New Jersey talking to Lisa and Gerard, touring the facility, and then you'll have some episodes to be looking forward to. But I got to pack up and get ready for that and set sail heading down in the middle of the summer to do that. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Anyway, so that's one of the workshops on Saturday morning. And we're also going to have a workshop with John Bunker on Orcharding for Homeowners. And those tickets for those two workshops will be going live in September, at the end of September. And there's only going to be a few tickets for the Applejack with Lisa. And then, of course, tickets for John Bunker, too. So, yes, Saturdays 2.0 is all ticket events, just so you know. Of course, there's going to be other Saturdays events in the region, but I'm really focusing on this, kind of elevating the cider experience. You know, we're going to have, like, white tablecloths for the cider dinner. It's just, like, chic, exactly how cider should be embraced. And I hope that you can make it. I hope you could support it. And come. So that's what's happening. That's what I'm super stoked about. It's taking up a lot of my time, of course, because we just want to make it such a personable experience for everyone. And there's a lot of, you know, things to coordinate. I'm loving it. I'm loving that we're kind of making these interconnections. We're bringing in like a core piece that we've seen our counterparts in France and England do, which is not only just make cider. They make cider and distill it. And I'm loving seeing so many folks here in the U.S. starting to bring on distillery license into their cidery. It's abundant. Like, I feel like I'm sitting in the middle of a giant apple pie and just, like, you know, throwing up apples everywhere. And, of course, there's always pears in the scene, too, isn't there?
Indeed, there is, Rhea. And I would just like to say about Apple Camp, what about pears?
Well, Perry, you know, there is the keynote lecture by Eliza Greenman, which is going to be on pears. And also, we have some other folks who are really experts on pears, too, attending Apple Camp. So you're going to be, you know, fitting in quite well there. Don't worry. You know, we sometimes tuck pears under the larger category of cider and apples.
Not the same, Rhea. Not the same.
Maybe we should move on.
Oh, and Mr. Quince, I didn't see anything on Quince, but maybe we should bring some Quince cider to Apple Camp.
Roger that. I'll start packing.
Okay, good.
What about me?
Medlars? I'm sure the folks at Apple Camp know all about Medlars, but if they don't, we could talk it up, okay?
Okay.
One pom that we know we're going to see there is Apple, and we haven't had Apple on the podcast for quite a while because Apple's always so busy.
Yes, I suspect we will see Apple. That'll be quite nice. Perhaps I should bring my tuxedo.
Well, Perry, it is Apple Camp, which means that we're going to be camping, and I don't really think it's that kind of hangout. I mean, it's going to be kind of low-key. You don't really have to get dressed up.
You, Rhea, do not have to get dressed up. However, I am a Perry.
Roger that.
All right. Well, when I return, I'm going to take a little pause here. And when I return, you're going to hear a conversation between myself and Laura Seeger, who will tell us a little bit about the Maine Heritage Orchard and the work that Laura's doing, and also Apple Camp to kind of get you stoked and realizing that cider is definitely going up and there is no turning back. You're at the Heritage Orchard, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
And what is your actual position there?
I'm the orchard manager now.
Orchard manager, okay. Wow. And and how big is the orchard?
We have our fenced-in space is about 10 acres, and then we have two smaller orchards on the fairgrounds, which are about an acre each. Mm. And so I guess in total, we're probably somewhere around 430 to 50 trees on Moscow's campus
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you're in charge of all that now, eh? Wow. Right on.
Yeah, it's a little much, but we're working on figuring out how to make it
yeah.
a lot more efficient.
Can I ask how you got into it?
Yeah, of course. I went to College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor and mm-hmm. took a class. I was really interested in agriculture, but wasn't exactly sure which sort of path I was headed down, but took a class that sounded interesting called apple or a history of agriculture in Maine that was focused on apples. And so through that class, I met John Bunker and did an apprenticeship, a few internships, and my senior project at COA with John, just like studying heirloom apples, and got involved with MAFCA because I was John's apprentice, and we'd come over here to volunteer, and I was a contract worker for a bit. And then when there was a staff position open for the orchard, I applied and was hired.
Wow. That's a neat touchstone with John Bunker, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Lucky to have him as a mentor.
Yeah, and look where you are now, managing, you know, that whole scene. So that's wonderful. Such a nice piece for Maine to do. And the actual apple camp, how did that come about?
Another great question. And I don't even remember what the initial stages of conversation were, but it was probably something between John, Todd Little Siebold, who was the professor of that apples class and who's an advisor for the Heritage Orchard, probably a discussion that we were having about just like how great events like Cider Days and like Stump Sprouts and other events that bring together, and some events at MAFCA that had existed previously, like the Scion Exchange and our Apple Day in the fall. But they just like bring together all of these incredible people who care so deeply about apples. And I think we wanted something, a place for people to gather, like the Stump Sprouts Growers Meeting, but like a little bit more open to all levels of experience and people who are not just growing fruit, but might have different interests in apples or other fruits. People seem to love visiting Maine. So we, just sort of came up with the idea of like trying to get together a group of people from not just the state or region, but from like all over the country and globe. I think one of the years that we've done this, we had a couple attend who came from Australia. There's a guy who came from England. So like, we were not quite there with advertising towards the like a more global audience, but there's been a little bit of interest here and there from people who hear about it by chance, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I think just trying to get together people who, it's like hard for some of us to gather in situations like that, other than like, if we're going to Cider Days or, happen to go to some other apple or tree fruit event.
You know, Cider Days was kind of like the big kahuna, and,
right,
it kind of started this idea that we could have educational experiences, and each one kind of adds to each other, which is basically getting more people interested and educated and sharing resources. So, what's not to love about that?
Yeah, definitely. I think we were pretty blown away by the first apple camp, that just like, everyone there, no matter the years or months they'd been interested, or like the level of, I don't want to say commitment, but the level of something, like no matter how involved someone had already was, we were all learning from each other, which is just amazing. And you could sit down next to any person and talk about fruit, and you knew that it wasn't going to be like someone who's gonna be like, oh gosh, this guy talking about apples again. Like, everyone was into it. It was really rewarding, and has made us sort of seek out others involved. And I think we still are like just barely scraping the surface with like the people who we've invited from this year and people who have come in past years. But so hopefully we'll get to a point where it's a little more comprehensive, and we have a better strategy for like who all to call upon, because the apple world is just continuously growing. I keep learning about, we all do keep learning about more people who are into this in various capacities.
Right. I'm really excited to see that there's going to be that keynote on pear breeding.
Yeah. It starts in the evening Friday. So we'll have, I think that like the check-in registration is somewhere between the 3 and 6 o'clock window, though it could be tighter than that.
But I don't see anything with John Bunker up there. He must be talking now.
Oh yeah. 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 He's going to be on the panel about historical varieties and orchard preservation.
Okay.
And possibly on one other panel, or moderating a panel. We haven't, he said to sign him up for anything. We need to decide where to put him and confirm that he's up for that.
Yeah.
So it looks like Saturday, breakfast is from 7:30 to 9, and then the first session starts at 9.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are 4 sessions during the day, each with a break between. So basically an hour and a half session, half hour break. the first afternoon one, there's going to be like a kids screen printing thing, or screen printing for anyone, but a longer block there. And mm-hmm. then a break up into small groups if people are wanting to like have like breakout discussions. And then 3:30, we'll have our fourth session on Sunday at 9 a.m. And then at 10:30 a.m., we'll have our last two panels.
It's such a cool program that you're putting together. I just absolutely love it.
Thanks, Rhea.
Yeah, totally.
So there are a bunch of cabins that people can stay in that are, I think they're mostly like eight bunks to a cabin and then one more little like bed on a sleeping porch that's screened in. And I think that each cabin has a bathroom with just like a toilet, a sink, and a shower. And there's also campsite locations, which I assume those have like tent platforms, but I'm not 100% sure what exactly the tent camping setups look like. Mm-hmm. Or if there are like amenities for campers to plug in.
Yeah, I don't need to plug in anything. I'm not that kind of camper yet.
Yeah. Cool.
You have so many workshops. I'm not going to get them all, and it will really encourage people to start attending this, you know, as you do subsequent years from now. And besides getting good info out to the world.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rhea. I feel like this is a really huge, incredible offer for you to help us with promoting Apple Camp. I'm totally honored that you're interested and enthusiastic about coming and helping us out.
Yeah. We'll see you soon then.
Yeah, see you soon.
We just heard from Laura Seeger, the orchard manager at the Maine Heritage Orchard, telling us about Apple Camp, which this year is taking place August 19th through the 21st. And as you heard, the Maine Heritage Orchard is kind of under the umbrella of the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, which is always doing some wonderful stuff, and certainly Apple Camp is one of those examples. And just in time for this here episode, the schedule is now online and up so that you could take a look at it. And I'm just going to give you an idea of some of the workshops that they're looking at. They're going to have on Saturday the Cider Makers Roundtable. And then it's Holistic Fruit Growers Roundtable. So they're going first for the cider, then the fruit. And then there's going to be Tree Time for Families and Kids. That's going to be led by Melissa Madden of Open Spaces Cider, based out in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. There's also the screen printing for kids and also screen printing for all ages. I bet that's going to be really cool. I might have to get involved in that. And then there's Scrumping, a Fruit Foragers Roundtable. So a number of different roundtables. And, I should back up a little bit. Friday night, there's a cider share. Should have started with that on Friday night. That's going to be after dinner and in the evening, and who knows how long that will go. Continuing on to Saturday, there's going to be the keynote in the early evening, and that's on orchard restoration and pear breeding. That's going to be led by Eliza Greenman of Hog Tree and Fruit and Fodder. And then the evening ends with Exploring America's Ciders, a guided cider tasting. That's going to be led by Dan Pucci. You might know Dan. He used to work at Wassail, which was a cider bar in New York City. Sadly, that closed. Dan's been keeping busy doing other things besides also becoming a co-author of a book called American Cider, A Modern Guide to a Historic Beverage. Then on Sunday morning, they have a roundtable on preserving historical varieties of apples and pears. And that's just a really celebrated list right there. They have Jason Bowen of the Southern Heritage Apple Orchard at Horn Creek Farm. So you got some like cross stuff between New England and the Southern region. Then Dan Busey, the author of the Illustrated Apples of Canada and North America. Wow, right? Dan Newman, who is a pear expert, and our beloved friend John Bunker of Out on a Limb Apples. As Laura had mentioned, John was a mentor to Laura, and John's also based at Super Chili Farm, I think it is called. Just an awesome guy. He's going to be speaking at Cider Days 2.0. As a matter of fact, I think I mentioned that earlier. And then the final workshop, one of the final workshops, there's two, one for kids and family called Tree Time, and then Apples as Object, a conversation about apples and art. And you're going to be seeing William Mullen who's also known as the Palm Queen on Instagram. He's author of a book called Odd Apples. He's a photographer. And then Sean Turley is a super apple geek. He's also known as the Righteous Russet. And then I myself will also be on that panel too, talking about apples at art, because you know what I'd love to do is look for palms in art. We're all about that. So that's it. Apple Camp 2022. Actually, I don't know if they're taking more registration, but I did this mainly because I wanted you to see what was going on, to get folks stoked for it, and to keep on reaching for the stars, because that's really what it's all about when you are that lone apple out on the aisle looking for a home and a place. That's where it counts. Or an apple, a pear, a quince, or a medlar. All the different palms that we love.
We are all part of the same family.
Yes, you are, Perry Pear. Thanks for that. And with that, we leave you here. You heard my friends, the Talking Palms. We had Mr. Quince, Perry Pear, and the Medlars.
Hello!
And I am Rhea Windcaller, saying so long for now and looking forward to the next time that I see you in Ciderville.
Strange apples, bitter sharp. Strange apples, juice and ripe. Bop, 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 ba-dop, doo-doo-dop. Bop, 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 ba-dop, doo-doo-dop. Who wants a tannin bomb?
I want a tannin bomb.
Who wants to pull them down?
I'm gonna pull them down. Hey, hey, hey.
Sweet, strange apples hanging high. Got them strange apples. Forget the pie. Strange apples, squeeze them tight. Got them strange apples. Strange apples. Strange apples. Make them pop. Pop, pop, pop. Ba-dop, doo-doo-dop. Pop, pop, pop. Ba-dop, doo-doo-dop.
Who wants a tannin bomb?
I want a tannin bomb.
Who wants to pull them down?
I'm gonna pull them down. Hey, 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 apples.
Come and see. Plenty strange apples for you and me. Strange apples. Strange apples. Apples, make them pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
Ba-da, doo-doo-da. Pop, pop, pop. Ba-da, doo-doo-da. Pop, pop, pop. Ba-da, doo-doo-da. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop.